story on the way to the field. Blaze Blue is working for the Pacific Recreational Baseball League in Thursday night. His first season of baseball was last fall, and he's still learning the game. But he loves the Mariners. Todd is passionate about making people smile and loves spending time with his family, but especially his twin, Lolay Bella. Thanks for being here, Connell. Now, let's see that pitch.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you. as we are live from Cheney Stadium, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento River Cats. It is the final game of this 12-game homestand that has seen the Rainiers take 4 out of 6 from the Las Vegas Aviators. And now they have lost 3 of the first 5 against the Sacramento River Cats. So the Rainiers are looking for a win today to get a split of the Sacramento series. Tacoma enters play today 27-29 on the year. And Sacramento, the San Francisco Giants affiliate, 1 game behind the Rainiers in the standings. They are 26-30. On the mound for Tacoma today, Darren McCacken. McCacken 2-2 with an 8.33 ERA. He makes his 9th start of the season. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Keaton Wynn. Wynn 0-3 with a 4.82 ERA. Wynn just faced the Rainiers in the series opener on Tuesday. Tacoma and Sacramento playing in the sunshine here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves, and we'll also take a look back at yesterday's Tacoma Rainiers victory when we come back right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Sacramento River Cats today here at Cheney Stadium. Game 6 of this series, game 12 of the homestand. Rainiers won yesterday in a nice comeback win. They were down 4-2 in the middle of the fifth. Got a run back because of an error, a gift run in the bottom of the fifth. That made it 4-3. Actually, it was 4-1 going to the bottom of the fifth, and then the run in the fifth made it 4-2. Tacoma then took the lead in the sixth inning, getting a go-ahead grand slam home run by Jake Shiner, his team-leading 16th of the year. That came for Shiner after he'd been out for a week because of a sore back. Gets back into the lineup, hits a grand slam that gave the Rainiers the lead in the sixth, and then Tacoma tacked on 4 more runs in the seventh inning and end up winning the game 11-7. So that gave the Rainiers a chance to earn a split of the Sacramento series with a victory today. Roster moves today, we've got more. Taylor Trammell has reported to the club. In fact, he's in the starting lineup today. So Trammell back with the Rainiers after being optioned to Tacoma by the Seattle Mariners. Tommy Malone placed on the injured list, the veteran lefty just getting a little downtime. They do not think he'll be out for very long, and hoping he'll be able to pitch on the next homestand. And Penn Murphy has joined the club on a rehab assignment. The Mariners reliever currently on their injured list with elbow inflammation. He's been out for a month, but he is supposed to pitch in today's game for Tacoma. So those are our roster moves for today as the Rainiers prepare to take on Sacramento. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento Rivercats, who have a record of 26 wins and 30 losses. They are the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Their manager is Dave Brundage. Leading off for Sacramento, playing center field, is Luis Matos. Batting second, the shortstop, Shane Matheny. Hitting third and doing the catching is Joey Bart on a major league rehab assignment. In the cleanup spot, the first baseman, Colton Welker. Batting fifth is designated hitter Jacob Nottingham. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Ford Proctor. Batting seventh is right fielder Clint Coulter. Hitting eighth for Sacramento, the left fielder Michael Gigliotti. And batting ninth for the Rivercats is the second baseman, Will Wilson. On the mound, Keaton Wynn. Wynn 0-3 with a 4.82 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 27-29 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field, is Taylor Trammell. Batting second, the third baseman, Jake Shiner. Hitting third and playing first base is Cooper Hummel. Brian O'Keefe bats cleanup. He's the designated hitter. Hitting fifth is right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting sixth and playing left field is Adam Engel. Pedro Severino will hit seventh. He does the catching. Batting eighth and playing second base is Pat Valleca. And hitting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Darren McCackety is 2-2 with an 8.33 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Matt Bates. At first base is Dan Ponsak. And over at third, it's Cody Oakes. Tacoma and Sacramento, final game of this six-game series. That's a wrap for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we are about ready to start this one. Darren McCacken throwing his warm-up pitches right now for Tacoma. And the righty making his first start in a Rainiers uniform since May 24th. He had a brief call-up by Seattle and faced the Yankees for a three-inning stint in his most recent outing. Now back with the Red Ears to make this start today. And leading things off for the River Cats is Luis Matos. Matos, right-hand hitter to start things off for Sacramento. Red Ears wearing the cream-colored jerseys with the red hats today. These are the throwbacks with the salmon on the sleeve as McCacken's ready to roll. The first pitch to Luis Matos is hit in the air to center. And there's Taylor Trammell out in center field at Cheney Stadium for his first time since April, and he makes the catch. And one pitch, one out at the top of the first inning. Good pitching conditions today at Cheney. The wind is really blowing in from center field at first pitch today. And it's a beautiful day with blue skies and the sun shining, but the breeze is keeping the temperatures kind of cool. Here's the pitch to Matheny, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. It's not really a breeze. This is a wind blowing in from center field. Matheny, left-hand hitter, draws a lot of walks, and the 0-1 pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Matheny hitting .226, but with a .369 on base percentage because he has drawn the seventh most walks of any player in the Pacific Coast League this year. He hits one in the air. And it's towards left. Engel moves towards the line, has to play the wind, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So Matheny flies out to left field, and McCacken gets a couple of quick outs, and that will bring Joey Bart to the plate. Bart, a San Francisco Giants catcher who is on a rehab assignment as he comes back from a sore groin that landed him on the San Francisco injured list. In his third rehab game today, and he takes pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Right-hand hitter, Bart. McCacken, the righty out of Long Beach State with the 1-0 pitch, and there's a swing and a miss and a slider, and the count goes to 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming from McCacken. And that's outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. McCacken working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Infield is Hummel at first, Valleca at second, McCoy at short, and Shiner at third. 2-1 pitch is bounced slowly to Shiner at third. Bare hand pickup, throw to first is not in time. Bart legs out an infield single. And there's the first base runner of the game, Bart. Taking a full swing at that pitch and just hitting a little dribbler up the line, and Shiner was playing deep at third. He had to charge it, made the bare hand pick and throw to first, but Bart may be a catcher, but he's a young catcher. He hasn't lost his legs yet, and he had an infield single all the way. Here's Colton Welker. McCacken ready, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Welker at 284 for Sacramento. No homers, 426 on base percentage. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Nice slider from McCacken. McCacken uses a sinking fastball, a slider, changeup. Is a Tacoma veteran. Now the pitch is a fastball inside, 2-1. Time called by Welker. He steps out of the box for a moment. Now McCacken is set. Here comes his 2-1 pitch on its way to Welker, and it's a swing and a dribbler in the home plate area, and it goes foul. So two balls, two strikes. Just underway here at Cheney Stadium. Now the 2-2 coming. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Welker. And that wraps up the top of the first inning. McCacken gets his first strikeout of the day. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento nothing. And Tacoma coming to the plate.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good. And then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, Darren McCacken keeps Sacramento off the scoreboard in the top of the first, and now the Red Raiders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And Tacoma facing right-hander Keaton Wynn in this one. And Wynn doesn't have any wins. He's 0-3 with a 4.82 ERA. The reason he doesn't have any wins is because he rarely pitches 5 innings to qualify for a win. They've had very small pitch count limits for Wynn, the put in by the Giants organization. He pitched Tuesday against Tacoma, worked 4 shutout innings of 1-hit ball, but came out of the game just because he's on a pitch count limit. Here's his pitch to Taylor Trammell, leading off for the Red Raiders, and it's in there for a called strike. Trammell back with Tacoma. He was with the Red Raiders for 8 games on a rehab assignment in April. 0-1 pitch. Inside for a ball. You may remember he got injured early in spring training with a broken hamate bone. And he rehabbed with the Red Ears, played in eight games, had at least one hit in all eight of them. 1-1 pitch, in for a strike now, 1-2. He then was activated by the Mariners in his first game for Seattle. In his first at-bat, he hit a grand slam up in Toronto. Instant impact. So the 1-2 is outside, 2-2. But he had trouble in a reserve outfielder role getting consistent at-bats and ended up hitting 122 in 41 at-bats and option to Tacoma a couple days ago. And here he is. 2-2 pitches outside, ball three, full count. Three balls, two strikes. We are using the umpire challenge system today. 3-2 pitch, outside, ball four, and Trammell draws a leadoff walk. So he's on. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. With the challenge system, the home plate umpire, who today is Matt Bates, he calls the balls and strikes. Either the pitcher, the batter, or the catcher can request a challenge, and then they go to the automated system for a final verdict. The catch is teams only get three challenges. If a team is wrong three times, they're out of challenges for the remainder of the game. Pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike. And the pitch is bounced back to the mound. Waits looks to second, decides not to throw there, and throws to first to retire Shiner, and Trammell advances to second on the play. Thought Waits had a play at second base on this. He was on it pretty quickly, but ultimately decided to get the sure out at first. So Trammell's in scoring position with one out, and now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel hitting 226 with a homer. 420 on base percentage. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch from Waits is a swing and a miss at a heater. That is strike one. Wynn hitting 96 on the radar gun with that fastball. He's got a very nice arm, and he's one of the Giants' pitching prospects. Now this one is outside for a ball. One pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. That is strike two. One ball, two strikes. Trammell leads from second. And Wynn is set. Here's his pitch, and it is outside. When working with Joey Bart behind the plate, the Sacramento infield is Colton Welker at first, Will Wilson at second, Shane Matheny the shortstop, and Ford Proctor at third. Outfield is Gigliotti in left, Matos in center, and Coulter in right. 2-2 to Hummel, high, ball three. Full count to the Red Ears first baseman with Brian O'Keefe on deck. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down and in, ball four. Hummel draws the walk, and the Red Ears have two base runners courtesy of ball four. One away, and now Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate. O'Keefe was supposed to get a day off today, but we had a late lineup change with Cade Marlowe scratched, and they inserted O'Keefe in there. Marlowe recently missed some games with some discomfort after swinging, and wonder if he had an issue with that again today, or maybe they're just being careful and giving him a little day off with the off day tomorrow. Here's this liner up the middle, deflected by the pitcher, goes to the shortstop, who then starts a double play. Matheny feeding Wilson, who then relayed it to Welker for a double play. O'Keefe hitting it up the middle. The ball bounced off the pitcher right to the shortstop, And then Matheny able to run it through second base for a double play on O'Keefe. 1-6-4-3 if you're keeping score. Wade seems to be fine. And the Red Ears do not score in the first. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the second inning. Jacob Nottingham to start things off. Darren McCacken on the hill. And his first pitch is inside, and it hits Nottingham on the hand. And so he is ruled hit by the pitch. And Jacob Nottingham heads down to first base. So the former Rainiers catcher from this season gets hit, and I think he got him on the elbow, more like. And Nottingham hit by the pitch, so he's aboard, and now Ford Proctor is the batter. Left-hand hitter, Proctor, hitting 233, and he takes inside for a ball. Proctor with a 382 on base percentage, very good eye, draws a lot of walks. The 1-0 from McCacken. And it's down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now McCacken is ready. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Proctor. And it is inside, ball three. So 3-0 now. McCacken is set. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. McCacken making his 10th start of the year for Tacoma today. His 9th all-time in most games started by a pitcher in Tacoma baseball history going back to 1960. His pitch is hit in the air to shallow center. Trammell has to come in because the wind is pushing it in. Here comes the left fielder, Engel, who has a better angle, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Proctor flies out to the left fielder Engel on a windblown fly to shallow left center. It first looked like Trammell's ball all the way, but Engel called him off and said, I got this. Very shallow left center field. So Clint Coulter now the batter. Wind really playing with fly balls at the moment. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Coulter hitting .239 with three homers. .344 on base percentage. One pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. There, strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Coulter. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-2. This one's being challenged by the Rainiers. So Severino with the challenge, and it was indeed just a smidge high. So the umpire is correct, and the Rainiers lose one of their challenges. They have two left. Now the 1-2 pitch is coming to Coulter. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Coulter, and that is out number two at the top of the second inning. Second strikeout for McCacken. McCacken ranks eighth on Tacoma's all-time franchise career strikeouts list, now with 321. Eddie Bain of the Tacoma Twins in the 1970s is the next man ahead of McCacken on the strikeout list. So they pitch to Gigliotti's, a swing and a miss, strike one. Bain with 333 strikeouts, 12 more than McCacken at the moment. He pitched here from 1974 to 1977 and then became something of a legendary scout in the sport. 0-1 pitch to Gigliotti is taken up high and off the mitt of Severino, and that'll go to the backstop, and taking second base is Nottingham. Pass ball charged to Severino. So the runner's in scoring position now with two outs. Here's the 1-1 from McCacken, and it is outside. Yeah, the 2-1 coming. And it is outside, ball three. McCacken behind in the count to Gigliotti. .3-1 pitch from the righty. And it is in there for a called strike. Slider. And the count goes full, 3-2. Kacken's ready. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Up high and outside, ball four, and it's the first walk issued by McCacken today. Gigliotti heads down to first. Nottingham remains at second. Two on, two out for Will Wilson. This is the final game of the series. Both teams off tomorrow. Sacramento's going home. The Red Ears are going to Reno and open a series there on Tuesday at 6:35. McCacken's pitch to Wilson now is taken inside for a ball. Wilson, the number nine man for Sacramento today, hitting .211 with six homers. It's their team leader in homers. He's driven in 26. 1-0 pitch from McCacken. Is a swing and a sharply hit ball that gets past McCoy at short. He deflected it into shallow left field. Nottingham's around third. He's going to score. Going to third base is Gigliotti. And Wilson is aboard. And Sacramento has a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. This ball was hit sharply, and McCoy trying to react and pick it with a backhand, and the runner leading from second, Nottingham, obstructed his view. And McCoy had it go off his glove into left center, and it's going to be ruled a base hit for Will Wilson. Now, Luis Matos is the hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Matos flied to center earlier. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch to the 21-year-old Matos. And it swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Coming in his angle, he's there, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Matos flies out, and that does it for the Rivercats. But they get on the board with one run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
But nothing, Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Raiders will send Zach Deloach to the plate to get things started. He'll be followed by Adam Engel and Pedro Severino. Keaton Wynn on the mound, walked two in the first, but got a double play to end the inning. Here's his pitch to Deloach. And the pitch is called a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Deloach batting .297 with five homers, .398 on base percentage. They hit a pair of doubles in last night's Rainiers victory, and he swings and fouls one off. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Deloach. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch, check swing, and he went. That is strike three, so Deloach tried to stop himself from swinging at that pitch, but he could not, and Wynn has his first strikeout of the game. One out for Adam Engel, the veteran major leaguer just recently acquired by the Mariners. He had a big game here last night, went 4-for-5 with two singles, a double, and a triple. And he scored two runs. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Engel, until this year, had spent his whole major league career with the Chicago White Sox. Signed as a free agent with the Padres this year. And he swings and yanks one foul down the third baseline. And a frustrating experience for Engel with the Padres, I would imagine, as he got injured in spring training, pulled a hamstring, went on a rehab assignment to their AAA club, El Paso, played in 14 games there, basically his spring training, and then got activated by San Diego and appeared in just 5 games and had only 6 at-bats. So here's one inside to him. And then they designated him for assignment. And he cleared, and the Mariners signed him on a minor league deal, and here he is. 2-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Two-two pitch from Colwin, outside, ball 3. Full count to Engel. Payoff pitch, check swing, roller towards first, fair ball over the corner of the bag and fielded by the first baseman Welker, and he flips it to the pitcher too late, and Engel is safe. Engel with a check swing infield single. He gave a little fist pump. The ball was just barely fair. It bounced over the corner of the first base bag. Welker gloving it in foul ground, tossing to the pitcher covering first, a bang-bang play, and Engel ruled safe by the first base umpire, Dane Ponczak. So that's the Red Ears' first hit of this game, an infield single for Engel. And now Pedro Severino is the batter, and the pitch is low and outside for a ball. Severino in his 6th game for the Red Ears today. He's 4-for-22 with a homer. 1-0 pitch, swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Counts even, 1-1. Now a toss to first, and that's a wild one. The ball gets loose, and Engel's going to advance to second base on the air. Air charge to the pitcher, Wynn on the pickoff throw. So now the Red Ears have the tying runner in scoring position at second base. And a 1-1 count on Severino. Now a swing and a miss, strike 2. Now the 1-2 pitch bounced towards third. That's a foul ball just barely to the left of the third base bag. We've seen a couple of very close grounders here. Fair foul calls on the lines. So 1-2. Pickoff throw to second, and back in safely is Engel. Stop. 1-2 pitch, fouled off by Severino. Severino hit his first Tacoma homer here on Friday night. Went deep off the lefty Kyle Harrison. Waits next pitch, swung on, grounded to foul down the third baseline. Still 1-2. A pitch driven towards left center. On the move, Matos. He gets there and makes the catch, and that is the second out of the inning. Severino driving it into the air towards left center. Tough to get a ball to do anything when he hit it in the air into the outfield right now with the way the wind's blowing, and that one hung up for Matos. So two outs, runner at second for Pat Valleca. And the pitch is swung on and popped up behind first. Giving chase is Welker in foul ground. Tough play in the wind, and he can't catch it. It's strictly a foul ball. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And Valleca's behind at the count. He's hitting 260 with a couple of homers, 366 on base percentage. Next pitch is lined over first and down the right field line. That'll bring in a run. Engel scores from second. Valleca with a soft liner that was just high enough to get over the first baseman Colton Welker's reach. It's an RBI single, and the Red Deers even it up. Valleca hit that up the very end of his bat, and it goes the other way for an RBI single. So the Red Deers even it up. That errant to pickoff toss that occurred along the way was very helpful for Tacoma. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Now a swing and a foul out of play, and it's 0-2. So one ball, two strikes, runner at first, two outs. And the pitch to McCoy is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, and that wraps up the bottom of the second. But Tacoma ties it up with a run on two hits. There was one error and one runner left. We go to the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are even, 1-1.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at comparianinsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
1-1 tie after two innings here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Sacramento Rivercats. Darren McCackett on the mound. Here in the third, he'll face Shane Matheny, Joey Bart, and Colton Welker. Matheny flied to left field earlier. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch from McCackett is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the next pitch is over for a called strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And this one is swung on, grounded to first. And fielding that is Cooper Hummel, and he'll take it to the base himself for the out, and one man's gone in the top of the third inning. Matheny grounds out to Hummel at first base. And now Joey Bart will be the batter. Bart reached on an infield single his first time up. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now this one is in there for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Now a slider outside to Bart. Mariners trailing the Rangers 12-3 in the eighth inning. Tough day for starter Bryce Miller. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Bart. And McCackett has his third strikeout. Two away, and now Colton Welker will be the batter. Welker struck out swinging in the first. And fastball in at the D's for a strike. 91 mile per hour heater from McCacken. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air and into the wind. And back goes Trammell in center, but he's got plenty of time to get there, and he makes the catch. Welker is retired, and that does it for Sacramento. Three up, three down at the top of the third inning. We go to the bottom of the third, all tied up. Sacramento 1, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Ferrelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless. Taylor Trammell, Jake Shiner, and Cooper Hummel coming to the plate. I said they were scoreless. They're tied 1-1. Pay attention. Each team got a run of the second. 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. Taylor Trammell leading things off. He walked in the first. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Trammell has always been a very productive hitter when in a Rainiers uniform, and he swings and fouls one off. He's behind in the count now, 0-2. O-2 pitch coming, and it is down and in, 1-2. Keaton Wynn, hard-throwing righty on the hill for Sacramento. He's a Iowa native, 25 years old, misses outside. Giants found a win in the fifth round of the 2018 draft coming out of Iowa Western Community College. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Trammell has struck out, and Wynn has his third strikeout of the game. That'll bring up Jake Shiner, who grounded to the mound his first time up. He had the go-ahead grand slam last night, and he takes a heater at the knees for a strike. That was Shiner's first game after missing a week with back soreness. 0-1 pitch, poured in there for a strike, 0-2 to Shiner. 96-mile-per-hour fastball from Wynn. O-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three, three pitches. Got Shiner with a split-finger fastball. So that's strikeout number four for Wynn, and now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel walked his first time up. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Oh, and one the count. Went into his motion. And there's a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Now this one is a called strike three with a split finger fastball, and Hummel calls for a challenge. He thought that that pitch was low and away. And we go to the automated ball strike system, and it says it was indeed low. So Hummel wins the challenge, and the call is overturned, and it's now 1-2 strikes, and several of the Sacramento players had started running towards the dugout because they thought the inning was over, and now they have to go back to their positions. Here's the 1-2-strike pitch to Hummel, and it swung on and fouled out of play. Let's see how many extra pitches Wynn has to throw because of that successful challenge. Next pitch, up high. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 coming. And there's ball three down low. So Hummel now has worked a full count. The ability to challenge that call, changing the course of this plate appearance so far. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Hummel. And it swung on, hit in the air to left field. And that is being lined up by Gigliotti, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. Wynn had to throw four extra pitches, but eventually got Hummel out anyway with a fly out to left field. We head to the fourth inning of play. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the fourth inning, tied up 1-1 here at Cheney Stadium. Darren McCacken on the hill. And he's thrown 42 pitches through three innings. Here in the fourth, he'll face Jacob Nottingham, Ford Proctor, and Clint Coulter. McCacken plunked Nottingham with a pitch, with the first pitch he threw him, actually, in the second inning. And Nottingham ended up scoring shortly thereafter. He swings at the first pitch this time and fouls it back. There's strike one. Nottingham playing against the right-ears, who he was with at the start of this 12-game homestand. Now here's a swing and a miss. And he's had a good series against his former team from early last week. 6-for-12 with a homer and three runs batted in. Next pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now this pitch is a called strike three. McCacken gets him for his fourth strike out of the game. And McCacken has retired five in a row now. Ford Proctor, the hitter. And the pitch is taken inside by Proctor. That's ball one. He flied out to left field his first time up. Now the pitch is hit on one bounce to second, and Valleca fields that, sets himself and throws to first for the out, and Proctor is retired. Two gone in the top of the fourth. Clint Coulter now the batter. Right-hand hitter struck out earlier. And he pops one up to shallow right, racing over Deloach into foul ground. He's going to make the catch, and that was a quick and easy top of the fourth inning for McCacken. Just six or seven pitches, and he retires the side in order. He has set down seven in a row. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma and Sacramento tied up 1-1. Brian O'Keefe to start things off, hit into a ricochet double play in the first inning. He's 0-for-1. So he takes a strike. He was up with two on and one out. He hit a ball right up through the middle. It was deflected by the pitcher and went straight to the shortstop, who then fed the second baseman to start a double play. Here's a swing and a two-hopper to third, cut off by Proctor, and he throws to first in the dirt, and it's scooped by Welker for the out. One away at the bottom of the fourth inning. So O'Keefe bounces out to the third baseman, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's action. Reno had a big comeback win at Oklahoma City. As the pitch to Deloach misses for a ball. Deloach struck out earlier. And Wynn's pitch is a swing and a miss. Reno is trailing at Oklahoma City 6-3 going to the eighth inning on the road. And there's a strike to Deloach. And Reno rallied and scored six runs in the top of the eighth inning. Well, this one's now being challenged, and it indeed was a strike, a successful challenge for the River Cats. So now it's 1-2 to Deloach. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, down he goes, and that is strikeout number five for Keaton Wynn. And he's retired six in a row, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Reno had big games yesterday from Dominic Fletcher, who's back in AAA. He had two hits and two walks, scored three runs, and Alec Thomas drove in three. Reno now eight games behind Oklahoma City. They're alone in second place in the league. The pitch to Engel is fouled off. Rainiers play Reno on Tuesday at their place. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. There's strike two. Round Rock hosted Sugar Land last night. And I hope none of the Round Rock fans arrived late, because their team, the Express, scored 11 runs in the bottom of the first inning yesterday. There's a grounder foul, third base side. Bad game to arrive 30 minutes late. Round Rock scores 11 runs in the first. They sent 15 batters to the plate. There were a bunch of walks. They had 8 hits. One of them was a 3-run homer from Davis Wenzel. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Adam Engel. And Keaton Wynn with a 3-up, 3-down, bottom of the fourth inning. And he now has 6 strikeouts. Had some good pitching in the early going today. We head to the fifth. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
One tie after four. We head to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on a sunny but breezy Sunday afternoon here in Tacoma, Washington. Last home game for a bit. Rainiers are on the road this coming week in Reno. The next home game is going to be Tuesday, June 13th, when Albuquerque comes to town for the first time this year, the Colorado Rockies affiliate. And that series is actually going to start with a day game on the Tuesday. Oh, here's the first pitch of the fifth inning to Gigliotti. Thinks about bunting for a hit, but takes the ball 1-0. Gigliotti walked in the second. Next pitch coming from McCackett, and this is inside. So 2-0 the count. McCackett coming off a 7-pitch fourth inning. Here's a swing and a one-hopper hit to Valleca, who fields it and throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the top of the fifth. Gigliotti retired. That's 8 straight batters retired by McCacken. This one was hit pretty hard, but right at the second baseman. Well, Wilson now the hitter. He's the last man to reach base for Sacramento. He drove in a run with his single in the second inning. And McCacken's pitch is taken inside for a ball. More from around the Pacific Coast League yesterday. Salt Lake beat Albuquerque 4-1. Those are two teams going in opposite directions at the moment. As here's one in for a strike to Wilson. Ryan Kalish tossed 6 scoreless innings for Salt Lake, which won its 5th in a row. They're going for a 6-game series sweep today. Now the 1-1 is inside for a ball. And Albuquerque has lost 7 in a row. They lost their top 2 hitters, Nolan Jones and Ellerice Montero, to the big leagues, and it's impacted them greatly. So there's a foul tip to Wilson, and the count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Will Wilson. And the pitch from McCackett is up and in, ball three. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. One other game yesterday, Las Vegas outslugged El Paso 11-8. The young catching prospect for the Aviators, Tyler Soderstrom, hit two homers. He's a left-hand hitter. He hit both of his homers off left-handed relievers late in the game. And he's up to a dozen homers this season. 3-2 to Wilson. Called strike three. Down he goes. Maybe Wilson challenges. He challenges immediately. And so we go to the automated ball strike system. And that is strike three. Will Wilson is out, and his team is out of challenge. McCackett has retired nine in a row. That's strikeout number five. Get another look at it. It had, it was a slider. It was dipping down and away from Wilson, but it caught the bottom of the zone. Now here's a swing and a soft liner to center that's going to fall in for a hit. And Luis Matos, first pitch swinging, has a base hit. His first hit of this game. And that ends the string of nine in a row set down by McCacken. Matos now 16 hits and 29 at-bats in this series. He sprays the ball all around the park, too. Here's Shane Matheny. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Now a toss to first. Matos is back in. McCacken's ready. And the pitch is fouled off, out of play. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at first. McCacken trying to close out the top of the fifth. Here's his pitch to the left hand hitting Matheny, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, down he goes. Got him with a change, and Matheny is McCacken's sixth strikeout victim of the day, and it closes out the top of the fifth. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth. Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the 5th inning here at Cheney Stadium. It is a tie game, Tacoma 1, Sacramento 1. New pitcher in for the River Cats. Right-hander Phoenix Sanders takes over in relief of Keaton Wynn. Went 4 innings, allowed 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, lifted on another short pitch count. That is something the Giants are doing with their AAA starting pitchers this year. Here's the first pitch to Pedro Severino, and it's in there for a called strike, and Severino thought it was outside, so he requests a challenge. And Joey Bart looked at him with a smile on his face. Let's see what we got. Yeah, outside. Severino was right on that one. So it is ball 1. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. Misses for a ball. 2-0. So 2-0 to Severino. Sanders fires a fastball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, hit in the air to shallow left. Back goes Matheny. In comes Gigliotti. Gigliotti, the left fielder, makes the catch. And there's the first out in the bottom of the 5th inning. Severino flies out. And now Pat Valleca will be the batter. Valleca drove in the Rainiers run in the 2nd inning with an opposite field 2-out RBI single. Sanders throws a big breaking ball that misses high. This is Sanders' 5th appearance since joining Sacramento. He began the year with Norwich. That pitch was called a ball, and it's challenged by Joey Bart. And it was indeed a ball. So Sacramento loses the challenge, and that is their 2nd lost challenge. They have only 1 remaining. And now here's a drive towards center, but it's up in the wind, and Matos has time to get there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number 2 in the bottom of the 5th inning. Valleca flies out. Tough day to hit a ball like this. Made solid contact, but hit it on a high arc towards left center, and the wind's just pushing that thing in, and Matos had time to settle under it. So 2 outs, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. And the pitch from Sanders is a fastball outside. One tie, 2 outs, bottom of the 5th. Next pitch, down low. 2-0 the count. Now a swing and a foul. 2-1. Two-one pitch is hit in the air towards right, a liner. Back goes Coulter, and it's over his head and up against the fence. Digging for second is McCoy, and he's in there with a stand-up double. Mason McCoy with a low-line drive that the wind doesn't affect as much, and it got over the head of Coulter in right field. And McCoy ends up at second base with his 11th double of the season, and he's in scoring position for Taylor Trammell. Trammell has walked and struck out so far. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is high. Well, good hitters count now for Trammell. Two balls, no strikes. And it swung on and fouled out of play. Wind just really blowing at the moment. In from left center. 2-1 pitch to Trammell. Low and away, ball three. Three-one pitch. Called a strike, a breaking ball. And the count goes full, 3-2. Now the 3-2. High ball four. So Trammell ends up drawing a walk, and the Red Deers have two on with two out for Jake Shiner. Shiner 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Red Deers trying to put together a two-out rally here at the bottom of the fifth inning of a tie game. Shiner, the leader among active players on the team, and runs batted in, and he takes a strike. Mike Ford still the team leader. Ford got robbed of a homer today in Texas. Travis Janikowski was playing the outfield when reached over the fence and took one from him. Here's a check swing strike to Shiner. Oh, two the count. And the pitch is swung on, hit into the wind to left, but it's deep. It is back, and it's gone. Right into the teeth of the wind. Jake Shiner with a three-run bomb. He is homered in consecutive games. And the Red Deers have taken the lead for the first time today. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. Curveball, and Shiner got it. That is home run number 17 on the year for Jake Shiner. Now Cooper Hummel takes the strike, 0-1. And he's up to 50 runs batted in on the year, too. 0-1 pitch is high for a ball. And the 1-1 is popped up on the right side of the infield, battling the sun and the wind as Wilson is going to make the catch. Well, the shortstop Matheny nearly bumps into him. And it is Wilson making the play for the final out at the bottom of the fifth inning. But the Red Deers have taken the lead on the Shiner homer. Three runs on two hits. No errors and no one left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Right here is now with the lead, courtesy of the Jake Shiner three-run homer at the bottom of the fifth. 4-1 Tacoma as we head to the sixth. Darren McCacken to face Joey Bart, Colton Welker, and Jacob Nottingham. Bart settles in now. He had an infield single in the first. McCacken struck him out in the third. The pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, I mentioned earlier, Salt Lake was going for a six-game series sweep of Albuquerque. Those are really rare, but they happen every once in a while, a couple times a season, really. Sears one in for a strike. Not for a team. I mean, in the whole Pacific Coast League, there will be maybe two, possibly three, perhaps only one six-game sweeps all season long. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. And Salt Lake did not get one. They played a day game there. They've got the time change, so they started earlier, and Albuquerque beat them 7-1. So no six-game series sweep for Salt Lake. And Albuquerque ended their seven-game losing streak. 1-2 pitch to Bart. Fastball called, strike three, down he goes, and McCacken has his seventh strikeout. He's racking them up today. One out. And now Colton Welker will be the batter. This is McCacken's second highest strikeout total of the season. He had 10 in six innings against El Paso back on April 22nd. And the first pitch is in for a strike. Coincidentally, that start also occurred when McCacken came right back from the big leagues. The first time he got called up this year. There was a swing and a foul by Welker. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses for a ball. One-two pitch. Slider outside, two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Fastball called, strike three. Down he goes, and that does it for Welker. Two men are gone in the sixth inning, and that's strikeout number eight for Darren McCacken. And now Jacob Nottingham will be the batter. Nottingham has been hit by a pitch, and he is struck out looking. And McCacken's pitch is up and in, and it got Nottingham again. Second time he's been hit in this game. This one got him on the left shoulder, it appeared, as he was leaning back. So Nottingham heads down to first base. And that's a two-out base runner for the Rivercats. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. Left-hand hitter, Proctor. and McCacken is ready. Here's his pitch, and it's swung on, grounded to the right side. There's Valleca at second base. He fields it and throws to first and gets Proctor, wrapping up the top of the sixth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The Provac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1 right here is with the lead, and new pitcher in for Sacramento, Chris Wright, takes over on the mound. He's a lefty. Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. Yeah, the pitcher named Wright is left-handed. He is the third pitcher of this game for Sacramento. Here's his 1-0 on its way to O'Keefe. And it is taken for a strike. Wright has no record of 4.80 ERA. This is his 13th appearance. Tons of strikeouts, 26 strikeouts in 15 innings. And now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. And the count goes to 1-2. Phoenix Sanders went one inning, allowed two hits, three runs all earned, walked one, no strikeouts. Rainiers with a two-out rally to take the lead last inning. Here's the 1-2, and it is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch in the dirt. O'Keefe checked his swing. Count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Three-two. Outside, ball four. Breaking ball that stayed away, and O'Keefe draws a leadoff walk. Fourth walk issued by Sacramento pitchers today. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. He's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. And the pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. Now the 1-0. Swung on, hit in the air to left. It's up in the wind. Coming in on it is Gigliotti towards the foul line, and he makes the catch, and DeLoach is retired. Deloach has reached base in 20 straight games, but not yet in this one. He's 0 for 3. Adam Engel will now be the batter. Engel's 1 for 2. And his infield single in the second inning started a rally. He scored a run. Right with the pitch, and it's a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch coming from right, and it swung on and fouled away. Check it out, our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Two of the Mariners' top teenage prospects had homers yesterday for Loe Modesto in a 5-4 loss at Stockton. In fact, they were back-to-back homers. 0-2 pitch to Engel is a called strike three. Fastball got him, and two men are out of the sixth. Cole Young, the Mariners' first-round draft pick last year out of a high school near Pittsburgh, he hit a solo homer in the eighth inning yesterday, and then right behind him, 19-year-old outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez from Venezuela, he hit his fourth homer, and those are two impressive young hitting prospects that the Mariners have at Modesto, and they went back-to-back jacks yesterday. Pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Severino has flied out in both of his plate appearances in this one. Next pitch in there for a strike. No longer a teenager, and now 20. Catcher Harry Ford was 3-for-5 with a three-run homer for Advanced Class A Everett yesterday. Sitting 256 with seven homers. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away. There's strike two. And then the double-A team, Arkansas, they took a loss yesterday, 9-2 in a bullpen game. Although Robbie Tenorowitz continues to hit up a storm for Arkansas. He had three hits, including his ninth homer yesterday. He's batting 309, 954 OPS. One to two to Severino. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-2. Two-two pitch, outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Runner at first, two down in the bottom of the sixth inning. Payoff pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to left. This is up in the wind. Gigliotti back at the track, and he makes the catch at the warning track. And Severino is the final out at the bottom of the sixth inning. If he hits that with the wind blowing out, it gets out of here, but not today. Wind's blowing in, and no runs for the Red Hares in the sixth. One man left on. We go to the seventh. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma leading Sacramento 4-1. Darren McCacken is having an outstanding outing so far, and he has thrown 74 pitches through six innings. His first pitch of the seventh is hit foul by Clint Coulter, and that is strike one. Coulter, Michael Gigliotti, and Will Wilson do up for Sacramento. Coulter's 0-2 with a strikeout and a foul out. And McCacken throws him a strike with a fastball at 90. Little sink to it. 0-2 the count to Clint Coulter. And McCacken's next pitch is a check swing tapper in front of the plate out to pick it up Severino. Little toss to first base for the out, and Coulter is retired. What a way. And now Michael Gigliotti will be the batter. Gigliotti has grounded out and walked so far. And he tries to bunt his way aboard. First base side, he gets it down. McCacken just picks it up and tosses to first, and they get Gigliotti for the second out of the inning. So just four pitches, and McCacken has recorded two outs. And now Will Wilson is the batter. Wilson, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch in there for a strike. And the pitch is pulled down the third baseline, and that goes foul. Here comes the 1-2 now. Pitch is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two, swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. McCacken with 6 2/3 innings now in his longest start of the season. Two-two pitch, slider away, ball three. Pitch fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. And the 3-2 is Called strike three, and down goes Will Wilson, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. Strikeout number nine for Darren McCacken, who is really rolling here today, working on a three-hitter. We have reached the seventh inning stretch here at Genie Stadium with the score, Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad.
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma leading 4-1. Pat Valleca will lead things off for the Red Ears at the bottom of the seventh. He'll be followed by Mason McCoy and Taylor Trammell. Chris Wright begins his second inning of relief work, and his pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Valleca had an RBI single in the second. He's 1-for-2, and he takes outside for a ball. Two-oh pitch in there for a called strike. 2-1 now. Two-one delivery to Valleca is a check swing, and he held up in time, says the first base umpire. So it's 3-1. And the 3-1. Misses ball four, leadoff walk. Valleca heads down to first base. Mason McCoy is the hitter. McCoy, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Pitch is on its way, and it's in the dirt for a ball. Rolled away from the catcher, but not far enough away for any advancement. Bart's still in there behind the plate. He's on the rehab assignment. The first time he caught, he did not catch the whole game. He caught 5 innings. That was on Friday. Yesterday he DH'd, and then today we're in the seventh, and he's still back there behind the plate. 1-1 to McCoy, down low for a ball, 2-1. Time called. The pitching coach for Sacramento wants to have a word with Chris Wright. That's Garvin Alston. And they're buying some time for another left-hander warming up in their bullpen. X-right airs in the big leagues. How about Drew Ellis, who was with the right airs last year and towards the end of 2021 as well. Ellis. Now with the Phillies, spent most of the year with their AAA club, but recently called up by Philadelphia. The 2-1 pitch is fouled away. He hit two home runs today as the Phillies beat the Washington Nationals 11-3. Ellis's first two home runs in the big leagues this year. And he didn't even have to talk to the media afterwards because Kyle Schwarber hit 2 3-run homers to outdo him. So there's a swing and a foul back by McCoy. Two and two to Mason McCoy. Next pitch coming. Foul tipped. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Wright has the strikeout. One away at the bottom of the seventh. That'll bring Taylor Trammell to the plate, but he's not going to face Wright. Dave Brundage is on his way to the mound, and the manager of the Rivercats is going to make the pitching change and bring in a fresh lefty from the bullpen. We'll take a break. With one out at the bottom of the seventh, did the score, Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther. Closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with a 4-1 lead over Sacramento. Taylor Trammell coming to the plate with one out and a runner at first base. New pitcher for the Rivercats is left-hander Eric Miller. Appearing in his 12th game, he has no record and a 2.57 ERA. Trammell 0 for 1 with 2 walks in his return to the Red Ears, and he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Trammell walked on a full count pitch in the 5th inning right before Jake Shiner hit the 3-run homer that gave the Red Ears the lead. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is ball two outside. Two balls, no strikes. Shiner on deck right now. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And it is taken for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch is ball four. A four-pitch walk. Trammell drawing his third walk of this game. He heads down to first. Valleca takes second. There are two on with one out for Shiner, who has already hit one three-run homer today that gave the Raiders the lead after hitting the go-ahead grand slam here last night. Shiner settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, 1 pitch. Over for a strike, 0-2. So Shiner is behind in the count here. Valleca at second, Trammell at first, and here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's swung on and fouled off, and Shiner stays alive. Raiders have had a great start today from Darren McCacken. I have a new pitcher starting the next game on Tuesday. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Shiner is the second out here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Strikeout number three for, or strikeout number one for Miller. Pardon me. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Kyle Hart, a lefty the Mariners just signed yesterday, is going into the Raiders starting rotation, and he is going to make the start on Tuesday in Reno in the Raiders' next game. So the pitch to Hummel is outside for a ball. He'll be going up against Connor Pilkington of Reno. 6:35 start times this week in Reno. So the 1-0 pitch inside for a ball to Hummel. Two balls, no strikes. Two on, two out in the bottom of the seventh. And the pitch is down low. 3-0. Pitch is poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. And this one is a called strike. Hummel thought that was ball four, and he is challenging. He's been good at this. And we go to the automated system, and that one was a strike. It caught the upper inside corner of the zone. So it is indeed a strike. The Raiders lose their second challenge. So each team is down to its last incorrect challenge. 3-2 to Hummel is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down he goes, and the inning is over. Raiders do not score in the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors, and two runners left on. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Get When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We head to the eighth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, the rehabbing Mariner, Penn Murphy, makes his first appearance for Tacoma this year. He's currently on the Seattle Mariners injured list with right elbow inflammation. He's been out since May 6th, so just about a month. And Murphy on in relief of Darren McCacken, who tossed an absolute gem today. Tremendous outing for McCacken. Here's Murphy's first pitch to Luis Matos, and it is taken outside for a ball. McCacken went seven innings, allowed three hits and one run was earned. He walked one, struck out nine, one off his season high. 1-0 pitch is popped up foul, and on the first base side, this is going to land in the crowd and be a souvenir. One ball, one strike to Luis Matos. Murphy, 29-year-old righty, side armor, was off to a very good start for Seattle before landing on the IL. 1-1 pitch is lined towards right, ranging over and reaching out and gloving it is Deloach for the first out in the top of the eighth inning. Zach Deloach had that ball kind of tailing towards him, and he was able to run it down. One out, and now Shane Matheny is the hitter. Murphy was used 15 times in the first month of the season and went 1-2 with a 1.38 ERA before landing on the IL. Here's his pitch to Matheny, and it is swung on and fouled off third base side. Last year, as a rookie for Seattle, he went 4-0 with a 2.99 ERA in 64 games. Murphy pitched for Tacoma at the very start of last year. His pitch is a strike, and then was with the team for a more extended period in 2021. When he made the switch from being a starter and moved to the bullpen. That happened here. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Next pitch, outside. 2-2 to Matheny. And the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. Still 2-2. And this pitch misses ball three. Full count 3-2. And it's a called strike three, and down goes Matheny, and that is out number two. Struck him out looking on a full count pitch. Got a pinch hitter here. Ricardo Henevez is going to bat for Joey Bart. So Bart's rehab is done after seven innings behind the plate. Henevez, also a catcher, so he'll just go in behind the plate in the bottom of this inning. Right-hand hitter batting 257 with two homers this year. Murphy ready to work on him. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball. This is Murphy's first rehab appearance anywhere. The 1-0 is a swing and a miss, 1-1. And I don't know if he'll come on the road with the Red Ears to Reno, or if he'll be ready to go after one appearance, or maybe he'll hang around the Northwest if Everett's home this week. So the next pitch misses for a ball. Two and one. And the pitch is now in there for a called strike, 2-2. But the Mariners, it seems, are getting close to adding two of their top relievers back into the fold, and Murphy and Andres Munoz. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Henevez, and that closes out a 15-pitch top of the eighth for Penn Murphy. Notched a couple of strikeouts, too. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Tacoma has the lead 4-1. Brian O'Keefe, Zach Deloach, and Adam Engel to bat this inning, and the first pitch to O'Keefe is in for a strike. Eric Miller still in there. Now the pitch is a strike, 0-2 now. Just four hits for the Red Ears today, but one of them a three-run homer. Miller misses up high for a ball, 1-2. Now here's one down low. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 pitch is low, ball three, and O'Keefe has reached a full count. Payoff pitch coming, and it's fouled off on the first base side. Still 3-2. Again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, 96 on the gun, and O'Keefe has struck out, one away in the eighth. Now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach is 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a flyout. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Next pitch is a check swing down low. He held up in time. This could be Deloach's last chance to extend his 20-game on-base streak. He's also hit safely in 18 of his last 19. 1-1 pitch is down low. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. And the pitch now is breaking ball, low and away, ball three. Three-two pitch, ball four, and that's a walk for Deloach, so his on-base streak continues. 21 straight games reaching base. He's aboard with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Engel, 1 for 3 with an infield single in this one. And the pitch is swung on and tapped foul up the first baseline. Simply strike one. Looking ahead to the ninth, Sacramento has Colton Welker, Jacob Nottingham, and Ford Proctor due up. And we'll see who comes in to pitch. I think that might be Munoz warming up in the pen. So here's one in for a strike to Engel. Be a pretty good 1-2 punch if it is to close out the game with the rehabbing Penn Murphy and Andres Munoz. Now a toss to first, and back in is Deloach. Toss to first again by Miller. And again, Deloach is back in. And Miller's out of pickoff moves for the moment. He could pick off again, but they have to get him out. Otherwise, it would be a balk. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip held onto by Joey Bart. That's strike three. That's the second out of the inning. That's not Bart back there. That's Henoves hanging onto the foul tip as he went in at catcher to start the bottom of this inning after pinch hitting for Bart in the top half. So two down, and here's Pedro Severino for the Rainiers. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Each team scored one run in the second inning. And then Jake Shiner hit the three-run homer with two outs in the fifth. One pitch is outside. 1-1 now to Severino. One pitch down low, two balls, one strike. One delivery, swung on and bounced towards third, foul. And that's strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Severino. Reineers trying to finish this one off and salvage the series with a split. They were down 3-1. So now here's one. Called strike three on the inside corner, and Severino goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we head now to the ninth with the score. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 1. New pitcher to try to close it out. It's the major leaguer on rehab, Andres Munoz. He replaces the major leaguer on rehab, Penn Murphy. Murphy pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning with two strikeouts and threw 15 pitches, and now Munoz is in. Munoz last pitched on Friday, a scoreless inning. This is his third rehab game for Tacoma. He pitched one inning, took 2 days off, pitched one inning, took 1 day off, and today he's hoping to pitch one inning, finish this game, and then see what happens next. All righty. Is ready to go. He's gone slider heavy in his first two appearances out of the right ears pen. This time he starts things off with a heater, 97 miles per hour, but it misses for a ball, 1-0 to Welker. Now Munoz with a 1-0, and there's the slider, and it's down low, and he's behind in the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Next pitch coming. And this one is inside with a slider, and it's 3 balls, no strikes. Munoz, in his first 2 outings, has faced a total of 7 batters and retired 6. He has issued 1 walk. 3-0 to Welker. Fastball called a strike. 97 miles per hour on the gun. 3-1 now. Munoz with the 3-1 pitch. And it swung on, hit in the air to Deloach. And Wright, who makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. So Munoz gets Welker to fly out to right on a fastball. One down. And now Jacob Nottingham is the hitter. Nottingham is 0 for 1. He's been hit by a pitch twice. McCacken got him twice. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 98 on the gun. Munoz already appearing as if he intends to throw more fastballs today. Here's his 0-1, and it is a fastball high and tight. 1 ball, 1 strike. 99 on the gun. Now the 1-1. Swung on and hit in the air to right field, and there's Deloach again, and he makes the catch for out number 2. Slider that Nottingham flied out to right on. So 2 down, and now Ford Proctor will be the batter. Right here, they're an out away from victory, an out away from getting a split of this series that they once trailed 3-1. And an out away from closing out a winning homestand. Munoz working on Proctor. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, grounded to the second baseman, Valleca, who has it and throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. Rainiers win it 4-1, the final score. And Tacoma gets the split of this series and pulls within 1 game of the 500 mark as the Rainiers are now 28-29 on the year. Andres Munoz nails down the save. That's his first ever save for Tacoma and his third ever AAA save. He did have a couple of them for El Paso on his way to the big leagues in the Padres organization before they traded him to the Mariners. So Munoz finishes it off. Right ears get the win. We'll recap it and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at LightDentalStudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win 4-1, the final score today at Cheney Stadium. Seems like usually the Sunday afternoon games here tend to be higher scoring, but not this time. Wind blowing in strongly all game long, making it very prime pitching conditions for both teams today and making it tough on the hitters, particularly fly ball hitters. McCacken started for the Red Ears, had probably his best start of the year. Early on, allowed some fly balls that might have been trouble in, Albuquerque or something, some high elevation city. But here with the wind blowing in, they were just routine fly balls in the first. Second inning, they got him for a run. Jacob Nottingham led off the inning, hit by a pitch. He was at first base with two outs when Michael Gigliotti drew a walk, and then Will Wilson singled into left field to bring in Nottingham and make it 1-0 Sacramento. That was the only run that McCacken allowed today. In fact, after the second inning, he allowed just one little single the rest of the way. Ends up going seven innings, giving up three hits and one run. He walked one, struck out nine. Tremendous outing for McCacken today. Red Ears tied it up for him in the second with one out. Adam Engel reached on an infield single, took second on a throwing error by the pitcher on a pickoff move, and that ended up being big because Pat Valeka singled to drive in Engel with an unearned run, and the Red Ears had tied the game up 1-1. It stayed that way until the fifth when Sacramento went to the bullpen and brought in Phoenix Sanders. Sanders got two quick outs, but then Mason McCoy lined a double off the fence in right field. Taylor Trammell walked on a full count pitch, and then Jake Shiner got a hanging curveball over the middle of the plate, and he pulled it directly into the wind in left field, but he has enough power to get it out of here even with the wind blowing in. Shiner with a three-run home run, his 17th of the year, which leads the team, and he's up to 50 runs batted in, which is second on the squad, and it gave the Red Ears a 4-1 lead in the fifth. Red Ears didn't get another hit the rest of the game. They didn't need another hit the rest of the game because Sacramento also didn't get a hit after the fifth inning today. McCacken went through seven. Penn Murphy and Andres Munoz, back-to-back rehabbing Mariners relievers, closed it out. Murphy, a three-up, three-down eighth with two strikeouts. Andres Munoz, three-up, three-down in the ninth to finish it off. And the Red Ears end up getting the W today by the final score of 4-1. Final totals in today's game for Tacoma, 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Sacramento scores 1 run on 3 hits, makes 1 error, and leaves 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Darren McCacken. He is 3-2. Save goes to Munoz, his first. Taking the loss is Phoenix Sanders. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 14 minutes, and the attendance was 7,172. With the win, the Red Ears improved to 28-29 on the year, and Sacramento falls to 26-31. The series is a split, 3-3. These two teams will not play one another again here, but they do have 2 6-game series at Sacramento after the All-Star break. So still 12 games left for the Red Ears against Sacramento, but all of them down in California. Red Ears are off tomorrow, as is Sacramento, as is the whole league. Tacoma will be in Reno on Tuesday. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. It's going to be a week-long road trip. 6 games there Tuesday through Sunday. Kyle Hart starts Tuesday against Connor Pilkington for Hart for the Red Ears. It'll be his Tacoma and Mariners organization debut. That's at 6:35 on Tuesday. Red Ears win this game today 4-1. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard in a moment.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers beat Sacramento 4-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners wrapped up a tough series in Texas with a 12-3 loss today as the Rangers swept the three-game series. They knocked out Bryce Miller in the third inning. 7 runs allowed by the young pitcher in just 2 1/3 today. Jonah Heim had a homer and 5 runs batted in for the Rangers. Corey Seager also went deep. Marcus Semien extended his hitting streak to 23. Straight games. A tough day for the Mariners in Texas against the Rangers, who have the best lineup in the majors at the time. At the moment, they lead the big leagues in runs scored, and they were piling them on today. Speaking of teams with great lineups, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-2, and that was at Fenway. The Rays racking up the wins against the Red Sox, 6-1 against Boston this year. Angels beat the Astros 2-1 as Shohei Ohtani hit a go-ahead RBI double in the 8th inning. Cleveland was a 2-1 winner over the Twins. The Guardians welcoming back Tristan McKenzie, one of their top pitchers who's been injured this year. He made the start, went 5 scoreless innings, got no decision. Josh Naylor doubled in the go-ahead run in the 7th. And the White Sox and Tigers were tied 2-2 in the bottom of the 9th inning, and Jake Berger hit a game-winning grand slam, and the White Sox win it 6-2 on a slam burger. In the interleague play, Toronto beat the Mets 6-4. Brandon Belt with a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 7th. Marlins complete a sweep of the A's. This one was close. They won 7-5 today on a go-ahead RBI single in the 8th inning from Luis Arraez. Kansas City shuts out the Rockies 2-0 behind Brady Singer's 5 2/3 scoreless. They just finished up in San Francisco. Baltimore beat the Giants 8-3. And then interleague baseball is Sunday night baseball, Yankees and Dodgers from Dodgers Stadium. And a couple of National League-only games. The Pirates beat the Cardinals 2-1 as 43-year-old Rich Hill tossed 6 2/3 innings and allowed just 1 run. The Phillies had 2 3-run homers from Kyle Schwarber, and they blasted the Nationals 11-3. Milwaukee was a 5-1 winner over Cincinnati behind the pitching of Adrian Hauser. Braves and Diamondbacks are in a tight one. It's Arizona 5, Atlanta 4, going to the 9th inning in Phoenix. And the Cubs have a 7-1 lead over the Padres in San Diego in the bottom of the 5th inning. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, Red Ears beat Sacramento 4-1. We'll be back with more after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, the Red Ears had some great pitching today. Darren McCacken, fresh off a brief stint up with the Mariners. And, he allowed a homer to Aaron Judge on the first batter he faced on his last call-up to Seattle. Get sent down. No Aaron Judges in the Sacramento RiverCats lineup. Darren McCacken goes 7 innings, gives up just 3 singles, One run, one walk, struck out nine, and gets the win, his third win of the year. And how about the bullpen? Couple rehabbing big leaguers, Penn Murphy and Andres Munoz, and went three up, three down in the eighth, and three up, three down in the ninth. Could get used to that. And the Raiders close out the victory and get the series split with Sacramento. And how about a shout-out, too, to Jake Schiner for the go-ahead homer for the second day in a row. Last night it was a grand slam. Today a three-run shot into the wind here at Cheney Stadium. Schiner up to 17 homers on the season. Let's check the Pacific Coast League scoreboard. Oklahoma City beat Reno 7-4, so they took four of the six from the Aces and now lead by nine games in the standings. And Oklahoma City just cruising to the first half title. Rainiers play Reno next. Las Vegas was a 7-6 winner over El Paso, scoring twice in the bottom of the ninth to take that game. Salt Lake failed in their mission to try to finish a six-game series sweep of Albuquerque. They won the first five, but the Isotopes got them today, 7-1. And Sugar Land and Round Rock are playing a night game tonight in Round Rock, Texas. Well, the Red Ears are on to Reno, and Tacoma has gone 6-6 against Reno this year, and all 12 of those games played here. The Raiders have not been to the biggest little city yet. That changes. Six-game series starts on Tuesday, and it will be Kyle Hart making his Tacoma debut for the Raiders against Connor Pilkington for the Aces. And that game starts at 6:35, so we'll have the streaming radio broadcast for you, and I'll start it up at 6:25 with the pregame show on Tuesday from Greater Nevada Field. We are on weather watch, at least according to what I saw in Reno. Looks like chances of thunderstorms in the afternoon, which could be a big factor there. Hopefully not. Hopefully we'll get everything played on time. But just something to think about this coming week if you look for the streaming radio broadcast and you find that goofy song playing. That's the rain delay music, and that means we're in one. Could happen, you know. All right, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score, Tacoma beats Sacramento 4-1. The Red Ears get a split of this series and are off to Reno. We'll talk to you on Tuesday at 6:25. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Have a great rest of your Sunday.